The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio. A show that looks good, feels good, and sounds good. This is When in Rome with Stuart Rome.
Welcome back to When in Rome with Stuart Rome. He's the owner of the Woodhouse Day Spa. We were just talking about him at length today when we did our television show on the starting lineup on ABC 3340. We were throwing you a couple bones. Stuart, how you doing, brother? What's going on? And happy early Easter to you. Here's we record this show on the Thursday before. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir. Looking forward to the Easter Bunny showing up. Hopefully I'll get something out of it. Probably not, but might get a chocolate bunny or something like that, you know.
What's your go-to Easter basket candy? Is it the same like it is Halloween, or is it different?
Yeah, I don't, you know, I'm not like a huge sweet kind of person. Like, I don't crave chocolate. I mean, I like it, but it's not something that, so I really like those little Easter egg things that are that gum, you know, bubble gum, but they're shaped like Easter eggs.
And,
you know, that kind of thing is more exciting to me than a chocolate bunny or maybe some Jolly Ranchers or something like that.
There you go. All right. My girl's into some Peeps. She likes the Peeps. And then my kid likes the Lifesaver thingamajobbers and the other ones. And I'm to the point now where, you know, you got to get in the chocolate bunny rabbit. My youngest is now 13. So I'm wondering at what age do I need to stop making baskets? But if I keep asking them, like, you know, do you want me to make you a basket? They're going to say yes. So, you know, just keep doing it. So it's all good, man. But I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Easter with your family. And I hope everything's good. And what's going on at the spa? Woodhouse Day Spa, what's happening?
Oh, you know, we're pretty busy. We're kicking up for Mother's Day, is coming up in less than a month at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've already got a lot of bookings, obviously, for that day, and getting ready to kick off, I'm sure, a bunch of gift card sales. And we have all kind of special things for mom if they want to come into the spa that weekend and not just purchase a gift card, but come for services. We'll have some special surprises for mom and you know, daughter, if the daughter's there too, we'll obviously take care of them. So looking forward to that weekend. It's always a fun weekend for us at the spa.
As it should be. Mother's Day is coming up here on May 11th, and then we'll flip it around and give one to the guys, obviously, on Sunday, June 15th. So if you're getting something for the lady, make sure the lady can return the favor and get to something for the men. What typically are mothers into on Mother's Day? What are they? What's the number one thing? Is it facials? Is it fingernails? Is it toes? Is it massage? What do ladies like to get?
It's usually massage always, but or, you know, body treatment. But a lot of times for Mother's Day, dad will give them a day or three services or two services. So the combination of massage, body treatment, and a facial is always a great deal. So we get a lot of those combination services on Mother's Day weekend.
Fantastic. Check out their website. Birmingham.woodhousespas.com, Birmingham.woodhousespas.com. It's great. You were doing some maintenance or something on that bad boy, weren't you? Is it all finished up?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you know, there's maintenance every day, unfortunately. AC goes out, got to be repaired, the water, you know, who knows? But there's always seems to be maintenance on it. But the major stuff's done. Now it's just a matter of keeping track of the daily stuff that happens and taking care of that. But no, it's all good.
All right, we got some emails here, info@tonycurryradio.net, info@tonycurryradio.net. Before we get into that, though, with Mother's Day around the corner, you always got your 6 for $5 deal. We always throw that out there every single week to make sure people know what a fantastic deal it is. Tell everyone real quick, and then we'll get to some email questions.
Yeah, it's you know, we always talk about it. I think it's our best deal going, and you basically, you know, pick any service in the menu, and you pay for $5, and we're going to put 6 on your account. And the good thing is, but they don't ever expire, and you can share them with friends. If you got a big family with a lot of girls, and you've got, you know, you have 6 moms in your family between sisters and mom and this and that, grandmother, maybe, you could buy one of those things, get spot, pay for five, and send them all six to the spy and can take care of the six gifts right there. Right?
There you go. I love it. And again, you know, we talk about, I don't know, was it 10, 15, 20%? I think I've heard 30%. Whether guys go to spas a lot.
Yeah. Closer to 20-ish.
Yeah. Let me tell you right now, if you go to the Woodhouse Day Spa, I've been there a million times. I know my good friend, Dr. Josh Claypool, my best buddy, we've actually gone to the spa together. He is a fan. He loves that place. As a matter of fact, I've got a gift card in waiting. It's sitting in my back pocket. As a matter of fact, I need to go in there. My daughter's got one as well. So we can't wait to get in there. Maybe we'll use that for Father's Day. All right. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Jazz Fest. Week one is coming up. Give me the scoop on some of the great performers playing. They're going to be playing some music here, all five songs from people that are going to be appearing at Jazz Fest. But give me some. Are there any band members? I have not looked at the rundown. Are there any rundowns of people that have not appeared there? I know you get the Dave Matthews Band. You got several that you know probably have been there before. But is there any surprises?
This year, I don't think so. I mean, I've looked at the lineup. I think most have been there. I know everybody on this list today has been there. This is all first weekend. So, you know, it runs from next Thursday through Sunday and then picks up again for the second weekend, Thursday through Sunday. For the most part, I mean, that could be a few outliers, but as far as like major acts,
yeah.
I think I remember seeing, especially, like I said, this weekend, I believe everybody on this list has played Jazz Fest before.
Yeah. And it's so good because there's just such a, and again, we've talked about it here. We used to have this thing called City Stages and it was just so good because, I mean, no matter what kind of music you were into, you were going to find something that you wanted to listen to. And sometimes if there was like two or three bands going at the same time that you like to, you could actually run from street to street and see it. And it's just fantastic. And I miss having us there, but I know a lot of people in Birmingham making their ways down there for Jazz Fest. Give me your first song real quick. Let's get this thing rolling because I love your first player here. I haven't seen him play in 15 or 20 years, but he's fantastic. He's your first one.
Yeah. This is John Fogerty. I believe he's playing the first Thursday, which is next Thursday. And then we're going to do Who Will Stop the Rain.
Who Will Stop the Rain from John Fogerty. He's one of the few guys that still sounds as good as he did back in the 60s and 70s. I mean, it's like unbelievable. And he's got that raspy sound. And there's just so many guys that just don't sound like they do. Bob Seger's another one of them. Someone just can't hit the notes. But John Fogerty can nail everything. And sometimes I think maybe this is because he didn't sing a lot of stuff that was really, really high. But he sounds fantastic. He's really, really good live.
Yeah, telling you, one of those guys you hear the first word come out and you know it's him because he's got such a unique
voice. No doubt. All right, info at TonyCurryRadio.net. We have a Tony in Birmingham. Tony recently went bald. Doesn't say whether he went bald on his own or not. Maybe he's got a receding hairline. But he mentioned, he heard us talking about doing facials, and you could actually request to your massage therapist. He wants to know if he got an hour rub down on his head, would that be a facial or would that be a massage or both?
That would be a massage. Okay. I would say, because it would be a scalp massage is what we call it. And, usually, I mean, in some of the facials most of the facials, we have some sort of massage. Usually it's the arm, the hand, that kind of thing. But we're talking about a full scalp, treatment. That's going to be one of our, licensed massage therapists. That's going to do that. I can't think of anything that would be scalp. They could be a small scalp massage in some of the facials, but it's not going to be the full thing that he wants.
Yeah, man, that sounds like, you know how tender that top of the head is. And I've been bald one time. I lost a bet and I had to have my head shaved. And I do not with this nose, man, I look like a bald eagle. I do not look good with no hair. It's not a good look. But I just remember how I couldn't remember how tender it was, like how tender my scalp was. When they cut the hair back. So I would think getting a massage for your head would feel really good.
Yeah, get some oil on there and rub it down, shine it up like a bowling ball, probably, right?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good. info at TonyCurryRadio.net, info at TonyCurryRadio.net. Mary was asking a question. I'm not sure what she's really asking here, but she said that recently she got a tick bite. and that it made a really big rash on the inside of her leg. First of all, Mary, if you got a huge rash, you probably need to go to a doctor and have that checked out. She's asking if that's something you could work around. I'm sure there's some areas of people's bodies that they probably don't want to be rubbed, but if you've got, first of all, that would be, what would that be? Lyme disease, right? And that ticks are Lyme disease. If they bite you and they get the big target on your thing, it's a Lyme thing, isn't it?
Well, not always, but I think it's a possibility, you know, so I would definitely go get it checked out. I mean, we can certainly work around it just like we can work around, you know, say you have a bruise that you don't want touched or, you know, any other part of your body. But yeah, we can work around it. We can't diagnose, you know, what it might be. So we'd certainly recommend going to the doctor. But yeah, like any area that you have an issue with that you want us to avoid, we just need to know about it ahead of time. We can do that.
Yeah, go to a doctor, man. That's not good, because I've actually had a friend of mine had Lyme disease. I got a tick on the inside of my leg. It was weird because I don't have a lot of hair on my leg, so I was kind of surprised it was there. And got it off with a pair of tweezers, and man, it rashed up big time. But then a couple of days later, it was gone. But that's not something you want to mess with, because Lyme disease is bad news, man. It spreads pretty quick. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Another Mary says that she heard a show recently. I'm kind of going through these, so bear with me. She heard a show about varicose veins. She wants us to kind of go back over what varicose veins are. When do you typically get varicose veins? And she has heard that they're painful. She says she's got varicose veins that aren't painful. Why are they painful? Do you know anything about that?
I don't know what causes them. It's just basically, you know, blood build up and that protrude from the skin, the doesn't protrude from the skin, but the veins look like they're pushing out of the skin, so you can actually see them. I've had a few in back of me, and I think we talked about that I've had removed. You can go to a doctor and get a lot of those things removed. Sometimes they'll do it by injection, but mine actually, they just make a small incision. They kind of pull them out. It's pretty odd.
Really?
I've heard people that have painful ones, and like myself, it was really just a cosmetic thing that I wanted to get rid of. So I guess it depends on the person.
All right. Julie in Hueytown, just recently moved to Hueytown from Jackson, Mississippi. Welcome to town, Julie. She said that she heard our show last week. I guess it was the week after. She is a massage therapist, or she was. First of all, she said, be looking for my name. Her name's Julie. She's going to be applying, because she's coming over here to find a job.
Great.
But she also said that she heard us talking about whether massage therapists actually give their boyfriends and or girlfriends massages after they get home from work. She says,
she says
she gives her boyfriend a massage every night when she comes home. She goes, it's a way for her to relax.
Oh. Well, that's nice. He's so lucky.
I mean, that's pretty nice. I mean, if you're dating a short order cook from Waffle House, the last thing they probably want to do is make you an omelet for dinner when they get off of that 13-hour shift. But in this particular case, she enjoys it so much that she, and I guess, you know, when you're talking about massage at a place with a stranger, there's only so many things you can do. And with a boyfriend, maybe you can do a little bit more, maybe.
Yeah, you know, but if she comes to work for the Woodhouse, she's going to be very, very busy.
Yeah.
So it may cut into the boyfriend's time, because she's going to be pretty tired when she gets home. Yeah. I don't want to ruin it for him, but, you know, I think that's probably what's going to happen.
That may change a little bit. All right. Give me another song here as we get ready for Jazz Fest. This is week number one. Give me your next one.
So this is a very interesting one. I know we haven't played this, right?
Yeah.
On your show. Band is Taj Mahal, kind of bluesy band. I don't have the list in front of me, but I believe the one I played was Give Your Baby What She Wants. Is that correct?
That is right.
There you go.
Taj Mahal. They've actually played here in the Birmingham area a lot.
That makes sense.
Yeah. They used to play here a ton, and, great band. And I haven't gotten a chance to play them. I keep saying this. I just haven't gone out and seen a band play live in a long time. I need to get out. I can't wait for our amphitheater to open up later on this summer. It's going to be fantastic. So we'll get into that. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. What will be some of your specials for Mother's Day? You alluded to it earlier. You'll have some special things going for Mama. Can you get into that a little bit more and talk about some of the special deals? And if they go to your website for Mother's Day coming up here on May 11th, so we're just a couple of weeks away. What else? What's some big stuff you got going on?
Well, we have some packages that you know, that come in and purchase on a gift card, or you can actually just book the package if you want to come in and actually get the treatments. So those are on the website. And then, like I said, we're going to have, we have all kinds of special things. We always come up with them at least a week before. We don't really announce what it is in spa. So when the guest comes in, they'll be surprised, but it always involves, you know, nice flowers and special candies and chocolates. And, you know, we do, we'll probably do a special, we usually, we do always do mimosas, but we'll do a special Mother's Day, on Mother's Day weekend, probably a champagne cocktail. And it's all kind of good stuff, you know, if you actually have time to come in and get the service. Otherwise, you can do the 6 for $5. You can, on a gift card, you can, you know, book one of our Mother's Day packages on a gift card. So all kind of great options for you there.
All right. Steven in Birmingham says he's got a bet on this, this answer. He said, please ask Stuart, who gives better massages, men or women? And he said, and he said, if I close my eyes, he said, I could give a damn whether it's a man or a woman, as long as they do a good job. Who, I mean, I would think that men could typically be stronger, but not so much in the hands. I don't know. I mean, I think sometimes just closing my eyes and knowing that it's the touch of a woman makes it better for a man.
Some people, you know, like you said, they have a gender preference. We have women that prefer men only, you know, so it goes both ways. But I've had some of the smallest, you know, female massage therapists that have the strongest hands. Mm-hmm. So you can't really base it on that. I mean, of course, a man will typically have strong hands regardless. Females, some of them specialize in deep tissue. Some of them don't really, don't really want to do as much deep tissue. They'll do a few, but they're limited. And we have all that information in our system. We know who's good and who wants to do it, who doesn't want to do it. So, like I said, I mean, I used to have not even in Woodhouse, but long time ago, I used to go to this gym in New Orleans. They had this girl that was probably 90 pounds, you know, and she pressed so hard. I had to actually say, you're killing me. I mean, I don't know where she got the strength from, because it really was. It's the only person I've ever had that I really had to say, man, that is, I can't take that anymore.
Wow. What did she say?
She's like, oh, of course. I mean, they want to hear it, you know, like we always talk about, we talk about that all the time, that we don't want a client to go through an entire massage, you know, cringing without, and then leaving and saying, man, that was really awful. That we want to hear it. And massage therapy, they can usually kind of sense it, you know?
Yeah.
But it's certainly appropriate to mention it to them.
I've been through one where I just figured I was really sore, and cause the area she was working on some knots. Right. And I felt like it needed to hurt, in order for it to make the knots. And I was right that particular time, but I every time she went into this one knot on my right shoulder, it was going to hurt. But I knew she knew what she was doing. And by the time I got finished, it felt a lot better. But I mean, I guess, you know, because when you do have knots, sometimes you have to work those out, and sometimes a little uncomfortable, right?
Yeah. I mean, for the most part, but if it's too painful, we want to know about it. And there's a certain, level that, makes it not worth it, so to speak, you know? So if you get to that point, you want to make sure to mention it, because maybe it is, maybe it is too hard. So they just have to know about it.
Info@TonyCurryRadio.net, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Jesus wants to know, has Stuart ever gotten a cramp while he got a massage?
No, I've never had a cramp during a massage. I've had plenty before. And actually, you can get them after if you're not hydrated. And we always talk about this with, plenty of water before and after, because cramps typically are caused by, on lack of hydration, lack of water. So, you could cramp up possibly if you get a massage and then you leave and you don't drink any water, or you drink alcohol and no water.
Yeah.
But, usually during a massage, they actually will work the cramp out. I've never really gotten one as a result of one.
All right. This next band's going to be playing at the, Coca-Cola Amphitheater a little bit later on. So happy to see them and gotten a chance to bring them on stage a million times. I'm sitting here looking at a drum head that's signed by all the guys in the band, and they're just still getting after it in their 60s and 70s. Who's your third band as far as your Jazz Fest week number one show here on When in Rome with Stuart Rome?
Yeah, we're going to go with a little Cheap Trick, and we're going to play Voices.
There's one you haven't heard in a while. That's a song you don't get. Very nice. When I saw you pull it up, I was like, good. Everybody does I Want You to Want Me or Dream Place, something like that, but that Voices is good. And there's another band that they still sound really good. I mean, they're still getting after it.
Last time I saw them was probably 4 years ago. Down in South Florida, and they were really good.
Yeah, they're still hitting everything. Fantastic job. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Spencer in Tupelo wants to know if you're going to get a facial, a manicure, a pedicure, and a massage, in what order should I go? I think we've had this question before. If you're getting first of all, thank you very much. If you're coming to Woodhouse Day Spa, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, you're getting all four of those treatments. Make sure you do that 6 for $5 deal. It's going to save you some cash. So certainly do that.
Yeah. But if the the nails we definitely want to do last.
Okay.
Because of the polish and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
My preference would be to do the massage first, then the facial, then the nails. The massage and the facial can be flipped. Nails could be flipped as long as there's maybe a half an hour in between to give the nails time to set. But I kind of like to do the massage because you're flipping over, your head's going to be in the cradle face down. So I don't know if you want to come from a facial after putting all the product on your face and then getting in the cradle face down. So that would be my preference, is massage, facial, and I'm sorry. Yes, massage, facial, and nails. There you go.
Typically, would you have some time in between, or is do you have people that come in and get the entire thing done?
Yeah, we'll get it back to back. Like could be a 3 hour thing. There's 10 minutes, pretty much in between an appointment. But we also have people that they'll book a massage at say 2 o'clock. Say it's a 50-minute, 2 to 3. And then they won't book the facial until 3:30, 4 o'clock. Just give them more time to relax in the relaxation room, which is fine.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. Feel free to get that done. And 905-7676, the phone number again, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com. You go to their website, check them out. And they can do what you can do. They love when they stop by and see the shop. It's right there at the summit, right there off Highway 280. It's that first street right there by the Village Tavern. So it's right off the highway. It's super close. You can get in and get out. Great parking. You don't have to worry about that. It's fantastic. So check that out and get it done and make sure you get your stuff done. And again, the gift cards and everything you can get for Mother's Day. And while you're there, go ahead and get yourself something for Father's Day and I'll say this too. It's been the one thing, if there's been silver linings to divorce, is that you don't have to worry about anniversary gifts or Mother's Day gifts and stuff like that. But I mean, you still got to get, and my mother's deceased. She's no longer with us. So it's kind of a freebie day for me now, but you could always get your mother-in-laws, something special. Take care of all the mamas and your life. There's a lot of ladies in your life that are mothers, and I know a lot of men out there would agree that there's some women in their lives that are probably like their second mothers, but you could take care of them too,
And I'm jumping the gun a bit because you mentioned Father's Day, but we have a brand new fantastic gentleman's hot towel facial on the menu, so
really
just in time for Father's Day. We just added that, and it's a great service. I think it's gonna be really popular.
Okay, so I want to hear a little bit more about this now. What exactly? What? Tell me about it. Tell me about it. I'm excited.
Yeah, so we just in time before this day, we added a gentleman's hot towel facial. It's with real hot towels that come out of the little warmer there. Typically 50-minute facial, so it's going to be a great addition to the menu. And I think maybe hopefully it'll help get some more guys in there, especially get guys to do facials if they come in to get a massage.
Heck yeah. Fantastic. Info@TonyCurryRadio.net. When in Rome with Stuart Rome. The show runs every Monday through Friday, at least 5 days a week. And of course, we get that on the TKR app. A lot of people like to listen to it live because the music kind of plays right in there. It's a hybrid show. It's a show that's unlike anything you've ever heard on podcast. We're really, really proud of that. So check it out. Of course, you can also go find it wherever you get your favorite podcast. Info at TonyCurryRadio.net is our email. We've got a couple of other emails to get into. I want to play another song, though, because this next guitar player is one of my favorites. And he's one of those guys, and normally I wouldn't be into a lot of guitar work without singing, but he's one of those ones. And he's got a couple of guys that actually have sung on his songs. But Eric Johnson's one of my favorites. To go see him in concert's fantastic. What do you got from Eric?
Yeah, I've seen him several times. It's really great. And this is my favorite by far. It's an all instrumental called The Cliffs of Dover.
Cliffs of Dover. That came out, what, 88, 89, something like that? Sometime 80s.
That sounds about right. Because yeah. I remember seeing him in the early 90s at the House of Blues in New Orleans, and he was playing it, and he's still playing it.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And he's one of those guys where, you know, I guess he's done well with his life, but he's just not one of those guys you hear. Like, you don't hear about him as much as the Joe Satrianis and some of those other characters. But, man, he's just such a hell of a guitar player, man. He's just, I mean, he can get out, and he's got such a unique sound. Like you said, when John Fogerty opens up his pie hole, man, when you hear the first couple notes from Eric on his guitars, you know it's Eric. And that's yep. And that's kind of difficult to do, particularly since you're talking about a particular guitar. So, all right, info at TonyCurryRadio.net, info at TonyCurryRadio.net. We got time for a couple more emails here. We've had this question a couple times, and it's actually, we alluded to it just a few minutes ago, but Mary wants to know what exactly is a knot? How do they come about? Is it stress related? And if you get rid of one, will it come back?
It very well could be stress related. It's just a muscle tightness, basically, muscles tightening up to form what may feel like a knot. It's really just kind of a hump there. They can come, you know, they're not going to come back as a result of the massage, or, you know, the massage is going to work them out. It's going to be great. I have had certain areas of my back that were more prone to knots before.
Yeah.
And it seems to come and go because, you know, I used to have one kind of in the center of my back that every time I had an issue with my back, that's where it would happen. And then it moves around, you know, and then so that went away. And then, you know, it might be another area that seems to be. So I don't know why. Maybe it's, you know, it could be anything. Maybe the way I sleep. But we'll work it out. I mean, that's the point of, you know, deep tissue. Then we have some great products like Willow Balm and these other ones that are made, you know, to penetrate the skin and help relieve those muscle aches. So that's all it is tighten it up with the muscles.
Typically in a shower, I go face, left arm, right arm, chest, left leg, right foot, left foot, and then back, ass, hair. That kind of thing. And you could tell me which way you go. I think that's pretty typical, because you want to do your ass last. You don't want to do, you put the soap there first, then do the face thing. But do massage therapists always have the same, and this is a question here from Tim, do massage therapists always have the same order of body parts they go? And if they don't, why do they start on the left arm or right leg or right foot, or how's that work?
Yeah, we do. And we have all the protocols written out so that everything's consistent. So, yeah, it should be the exact same thing. You start on, you know, your back, flip over when they tell you to flip over your stomach, and then they're going to start, you know, with the shoulders and then work the way down. But there could be an instance where, you know, a guest comes in and has a really bad problem with, say, a left shoulder or something like that.
Yeah.
In those kind of cases, you know, we can pivot and start there. So we can definitely pivot and help out somebody that's got a real problem. But yeah, for the most part, the protocols are scheduled out as far as where they start, where they stop, when you're in your stomach, when you're back, all those kind of things.
Okay, there you go. Hey, brother, appreciate you big time. Love having you on. Love catching up with you every single week. I hope you have a blessed and holy weekend. I hope you have a wonderful Easter, and please be careful on your safe travels and everything else, and enjoy the
you as well. Yep.
Thank you very much for all you do here for Tony Curry Radio, and particularly for myself. You're a good friend. You're a good guy. Give me your last band here for Jazz Fest 1, and since you're Jazz Fest 1, I'm assuming we'll do Jazz Fest 2 next week.
Yeah, you know, I'll actually be there, so I may have to do the show from Jazz Fest.
That would be awesome.
So, yeah. But let me get you this. No, it's Dave Matthews, right? Final song. Oh, yeah. What Would You Say by Dave Matthews. And he's playing Sunday, last act this Sunday.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.